Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Out of the Fog, I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, you are very welcome here, whether you're listening live today or catching an archived version of the show. I believe that time and distance are no barrier to energy. And so whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you stumbled across us, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. Now, many people go through major transformations, near-death experiences, huge life-altering experiences before they realize that they're here for a much greater purpose. My guest on today's show is visionary artist, energy facilitator, and life coach Joanne Macko. She has some reasons. She's here to give you some reasons to see the blessing in everything you've been through, that there truly is a greater purpose for you being here now, and to help you open to your higher self. I will bring Joanne on the air in just a minute, but first, would you please zip on over to FogCityPsychic.com and just start clicking on everything you see there? There's a free audio up there to help you jumpstart your daily spiritual practice. You can get a sneak peek at what's coming up on this show and lots more besides. The online gallery reading for Saturday is sold out, but if you head over to FogCityPsychic.com, just bookmark that, and when the next one is announced, the one for September, I'll let you know when that is. And if you're looking for a compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, and you want to connect with me privately, FogCityPsychic.com is the place to get more information about that, too. And now, Joanne Macko is a world-renowned visionary artist, energy facilitator, life coach, and a conference producer. Her life was turned around when she was hit by a drunk driver just weeks after her marriage. The doctor said that she would probably never walk again, but she defied the odds. She healed on her own and went on to play tennis in national championships. She's inspired thousands of people to move their lives forward and has also done much work with the World Citizen Diplomats. Her artwork has been presented to many world leaders and dignitaries, and she's produced spiritually oriented conferences since 1999. Her annual Lightworkers Conference is this September, so about a month from right now, September 21st through 23rd in Illinois. And I'm going to be there, not that I'm excited or anything, but I will be there. You can find out more about Joanne and her work at angelic-art.com and at lightworkersconference.com. Joanne, welcome to our...
Hello. Thank you for inviting me, Karen. I'm really excited.
So, I'm not excited at all. I think I've hidden that very well, right? You don't think...
But we always have fun when we get together. So
we do. One of the things I like about connecting with you is there's this tremendous high energy, fun vibe about anything we're talking about. And so I love it. Thank you for bringing that positive and generous energy to the show.
Oh,
I wanted to start, I think, by taking you back to the drunk driver, because what a tremendous unexpected upheaval that must have created in your life. Can you share what happened and how you kind of turned that upheaval into something beautiful?
Sure. I had just gotten back from my honeymoon. This was 1980, and I was in the middle of publishing a hardbound cookbook that I was writing, Ohio, You Have Something to Crow About. And I was on my last interview with the chefs in Cleveland, and we were returning on the Cleveland Shoreway. And lo and behold, out of nowhere, this drunk driver came barreling down the freeway doing about 100 miles an hour and slammed right into our car. and just catapulted us a good 125 feet. So everything was just in slow-mo, and it was all I saw was fireworks, and it was so surreal. You know, when they say you go through that tunnel, it was a tunnel of fireworks, but everything was in slow motion.
Wow.
And the last thing I remember, you know, I woke up, and I was in emergency, and they were poking me with pins, and I couldn't feel anything from my waist down. And you can imagine how terrifying that must be, you know, especially when you just started a brand new life. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, terror is putting it mildly as to what goes through your mind at that point. You think you're going to be a paraplegic the rest of your life. And, you know, everything, every crazy thought goes through your mind at that point. And, you know, I went through 7 years of therapy with that, and I was so angry at this drunk driver, as you can imagine. At the time, they didn't have the laws to protect us, and I think this man went right to work the very next day. And what I learned from that was all about soul contracts. Now, at the time, Karen, I had never even heard of that term, soul contracts. You know, what is that? I wasn't on my spiritual path then. I just knew that I was angry, and my life was over as I knew it. So when I started hearing these messages, and they were like telepathic, they were talking about how this man was my best friend, and that we had contracted to do this soul contract so that I could, A, learn forgiveness, and, B, learn that I could heal myself through this event, as horrific as it was. And believe me, there was nothing left of this car. They said it was a miracle anybody could survive something like that. Every disc was damaged. It was pretty bad.
Wow.
So I'm thinking, soul contract, what the heck is that? And they said, child, you must learn to forgive this man in order to heal. And if you do not find the blessing in this, you cannot move forward. And I'm like, blessing? How am I going to find a blessing in this? You know, I was just, you know, did you ever just get that livid, you know, where it's like you just want to start swearing at God and everybody that, you know, failed you? And that's where I was. Like, where was God? Who was protecting me? Where were my guardian angels? And it was through that event that I learned that you must, and I mean must, find the blessing in every situation that you would see as negative or life-altering or horrific. And we've all, you know, your listeners out there have all been through something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So word to the wise out there, guys, you know, you've all been through this, some type of situation that you would see as negative or that you felt maybe God left you or whatever that is, if you don't see the blessing in it, you are not going to move forward. And that took me a long time to let that sink in my little noggin.
Mm. But that's so difficult because it's easy to say that, oh, Joanne, you know, now you have no legs, and oh, what a terrible thing, but you need to find the blessing. And
oh, yeah.
Right. Say, you know, how can people open up so that they can genuinely receive that? That kind of teaching isn't something you can just like slap a Band-Aid on and go, oh, well, you know, oh, well, but it was a blessing. You can't slap that Band-Aid on. How can people open up to really receive that, the healing of being able to see it as a blessing?
Well, the way that I look at it, it was what I was given by my guides, and I saw them as my guides, my angels. You can call them whatever you want. I think we all have guardians watching over us. It was a whole new perception of the way that you view a certain situation. And let me tell you, I worked on over 3,000 people now as a life coach, and so many people are looking at a situation from one angle, Karen, just one angle. But if you just take two steps to the right or two steps to the left and look at that situation from a different perspective, because it's all about perception and how you perceive something, I promise you, you're going to start seeing things in just a different light. And when I says, okay, well, what have I got to lose here? You know, it's not like I can get up and just walk away here. You know, I was being carried on a backboard, spoon-fed. So they had a, you know, a pretty captive audience here. It's like, it's not like I could run away from this. And I says, okay, I will look at this from a viewpoint that you're showing me. Just what if? I mean, what if this man truly was my best friend, and that we had signed up for this crazy, crazy situation? What else did I, you know, so I thought, wow, he would have had to love me so much to agree to go through that scenario. I mean, think about that. Would your best friend ever, you know, if they could love you that much, to agree to go through something like that just so that you could get a certain thing like forgiveness or healing yourself? Because little did I know at the time, I had such a huge contract ahead of me that if anybody would have showed me that at the time, I would have probably ran like hell, because it was just inconceivable of the places that I would be going in the future. But I first had to learn this lesson, because I would end up being a way shower to many.
Right.
So it made a lot of sense then.
Wow.
You have to go through these situations, Karen, in order to truly get what an empath is, to be empathetic toward others who are going to be going through the same down the road that you might be a teacher for. So doesn't it make sense that anything that you go through that is that would hurt your body or whatever you know that you see as negative or horrific, that you would have to go through that in this Earth School? And they called this Earth School. Mm-hmm. They said it's the greatest academy in the entire universe. You come here to learn or teach lessons.
Mm.
So everything is for a reason.
And part of that teaching is to allow yourself to actually experience what you're experiencing. So instead of trying to wiggle out of it or pretend it isn't there, to actually be where you are, to be present no matter what it is that you're going through.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was quite a wake-up call for me. And I was given all these lessons, you know, at the time. It was like there was somebody always at my side. And at every twist and turn of my therapy through those years, it was this, I had a private coach, like an angel or a guide there, and I was getting all this coaching about how life works and why we go through things the way we do. And the mind is so powerful, mm-hmm. and that there is nothing you cannot heal. Everything is mental. So what I started doing as I was laying there was literally rebuilding every disc in my back mentally. And it was pretty amazing.
Wow.
So never underestimate just how powerful you are out there, anyone who's listening, because let me tell you, you have no idea how powerful you are.
Huh.
You've been taught so many things that, you know, you're less than, or, you know, someone has authority over you. Can you imagine if I would have bought into the doctors telling me you'll never walk again?
Absolutely not. You know,
were
you
Yeah.
When we get back after this break, my guest, Joanne Macko, can share more about her healing journey. We're going to talk about the upcoming Lightworkers Conference, her angelic art, and so much more. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We will be right back.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
1230 WPLQ. Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. You are cruising with me and my guest, Joanne Macko. She is a visionary artist, energy facilitator, life coach, and the producer of the Lightworkers Conference, which will be held next month, September 21st through 23rd in Illinois in the Chicagoland area. You can find out more about Joanne and her work at lightworkersconference.com and also at angelic-art.com. Take a look at that, angelic-art.com. There's some wonderful, beautiful artwork that Joanne has done on that site. It's amazing stuff. Just wonderful. So, Joanne, welcome back. I know you are doing a giveaway for Friday night at the conference, and I'm especially excited about Friday night because that's when I'm speaking. So I'm all fired up. Can you say a little bit about what you're offering to the listeners?
Yes. Anyone who is listening to this, even if it's 3 o'clock this morning or tomorrow or next week, if you hear this and you email me at Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, at lightworkersconference.com, I will give away 10 tickets for Friday night, September 21st. And you'll get to hear an amazing band, Mahara, which my son is a member of. That's his band. And you'll get to hear Karen Hager.
Hey, oh, I heard she's great.
Yay, Karen. Yeah. She's going to just knock your socks off and talk about a lot of really cool things about light workers, the tools to move you forward, the roles of light workers. It's going to be a fun night. I mean, that's a fun night.
It is going to be a fun night. And one of the things that I firmly believe, and I know you feel this way too, is when you get like-minded people in the same room, when you have that group energy, you start to raise that vibration, anything is possible. And one of the cool things about these conferences that you organize, and you speak and you go all over the place, but one of the cool things about the conferences that you organize is that it's designed to be a high energy, be a high vibration place where lives can be changed. So I love that. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. We don't sit there and ohm all weekend, you know. That's just not my style. Anybody that knows Joanne is like, I'm high energy, and I get those people up and moving. You know, life's
oh, yeah.
No, I don't want you sitting there.
So there may be spontaneous dancing. So if you would like to come on Friday night, if you're in the Chicagoland area or if you're traveling to the Chicagoland area, as I am, get your details at lightworkersconference.com and then email Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, at lightworkersconference.com to let her know you want in on that 10 free tickets deal that she's doing. She's giving away 10 free tickets to Friday night, September 21st. Mention that you heard us on Out of the Fog. We were talking before the break about your healing journey and how you started to become aware of your higher purpose as a wave shower. And part of what you do as a coach, as a facilitator, as someone who is what I would think of as a light worker, is you help other people connect with their greater purpose too. How do you begin to align with that greater purpose when you're not even sure you have one?
Well, that's a good question, Karen. There are so many things that you can look back on, like what are your hobbies? And then I work a lot with these seven archetypes. And it's like if you're a leader, there are some people are just born leaders. They say, I know I want to do this. They don't. You'll never hear these people say, I think I want to do this. So if you're one of those, like, get out of my way, you know, just I know I'm doing this. If you like to delegate things easily, if you like to be the in-charge person, then those are the people that need to have their own businesses. They are not going to be taking orders from others too well. And some people are just born leaders, right? And they lead other people to wisdom. And then if you're the type that you're one of those chatty Cathys, you're always laughing, and people can't wait till you get to the party, you know, to start all the games. You've got that electric personality. You're always smiling. Teach healthy living. I call them the hummingbirds in life. Then you would be a great promoter, a great person in sales. If you're the type that you're always thinking about something, you go in your head, you analyze, you love research, you just eat that stuff up, you would be great at doing some type of research and working on the computer a lot. If you were going to a corporation, then you would be the analytical people, the researchers. If your checkbook is in balance all the time, then you would be one of those great financial people. You work with numbers. Those are those left brain people, which I am so far on the other side. And those are the people that make the great bookkeepers in life. They're great healers, although we can all do healing now, we know. If your passion is to get up in front of an audience and you just feel like, wow, I feel at home here. I really feel juiced getting up here and talking about equations and math and philosophizing, then you'd be a great teacher. On the other hand, if you're like me and you love to create for a living, and you don't have to be a Beethoven or a Michelangelo to be a creator, you can create seminars, but you must put love into whatever that is, then you would be great as anyone who does something creative for a living. It could be designing ads. It could be working for an ad agency, creating illustrations. But the key word is creating with love. You must put love into whatever it is you create. And the other one is, I call them the saints, because they're in service to other people. If you were at a party, those are the ones that would be saying, you know, can I get you a glass of water? Are you too hot? Are you too cold? They're like the little Mother Teresas, always taking care of everybody else. So there's just seven archetypes for you right off the top. And I gave you the Reader's Digest version. But if you're still stuck after that, look at what really juices you. When you wake up in the morning, it's like you say, God, thank you. I have another day to do this all over again. Thank you. And if your intention is not, then you're just grumbling the whole way to work, then, honey, you're in the wrong job.
Yeah.
So I always say, don't work for the man. You create your own economy. There's plenty of things out there to do where you can move humanity forward. And that's what it's all about now, Karen. It's not about what's in it for me anymore. We're in this new vibration. I mean, the shift is on, right?
Oh, it's on.
Oh, it's on. It's a game on, honey. So whatever you feel that just, you just get so excited. You know, I love what I do. I love my life. And I don't wear just one hat, you know, because I would get bored, but if I just painted for a living, I would love it, but I just need to put conferences together. I love life coaching. I love doing the energy facilitation. So you can wear many hats.
There's a lot of freedom in that, isn't there? Not just in finding out what... a lot of us were brought up maybe to think that we didn't have freedom to be who we really wanted to be. We brought up maybe with some restrictions placed on us, whether those are things that people actually told us or assumptions that we made. And there's a lot of freedom in being able to explore, to find out what we're passionate about. There's joy in that. This is, this journey of discovery is not this awful chore. There's
right.
joy in discovering what we're passionate about.
Exactly. How many times we've been, especially the women growing up in the 70s, my God, you know, and I was, I had a good dose of that, where especially in corporate advertising where I was for many, many years, the women didn't get those high positions. You know, it was always a man's world. Thank God we've come a long way. And the little sexual innuendos you'd have to put up with back then.
Sure.
A lot of the laws have changed now. You wouldn't dare get away with what I had to go through back in the 70s. But never, ever let someone else tell you, you cannot go here. You will not make it. You're not as smart as your brother or your sister, or you'll never reach that ladder the way your father did. You take your own power back. You know, it's like I want everybody out there listening to this to really get this, Karen. Don't ever let anybody steal your thunder. You know, when I was growing up, the big thing was all artists are starving, right? I'm sure you've heard this, right?
Yes.
And it's like my father would say, you don't want to be an artist. You know, are you crazy? You'll starve. Well, that was his truth, and bless his heart. He was only as, you know, he got, where do we get these little things that, you know, or innuendos or whatever it is? They're only as good as, you know, what their parents taught them and what his parents taught their parents. So, you know, it's amazing how those little taboo things just stick and keep going from one generation to another. Well, I really feel that the baby boomers today are breaking those chains and saying, no more, it stops here. Mm-hmm. You know, empower your children.
Yes.
Take a look at what they're doing when they're little.
Mm. Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. I'm talking with Joanne Macko. She is, among many other things, she's an artist, she's an energy facilitator, she's a life coach. She's also the creator of the Lightworkers Conference, which is happening in the Chicagoland area September 21st through 23rd. When we come back, I'll ask Joanne about who her greatest teachers have been, what inspires her art, and a lot more. We'll be right back after this.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Gratitude asks Sacred Space, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude Journal, and our Bungee Bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. The good thing that you've got is me. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest, Joanne Macko. She is an artist and energy facilitator. She's the creator of the Lightworkers Conference, which happens September 21st through 23rd in the Chicagoland area. Would you like a free ticket to Friday night of that concert? A free ticket to hear a great band and actually meet me in person and hear a delightful talk that I'm going to give? If you'd like one of the 10 free tickets that Joanne is giving away, you can email her, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, at lightworkersconference.com, and let her know that you were listening to Out of the Fog. Joanne, you have worked now with more than 3,000 people as a life coach, and I'm wondering if, as you've done that, as you've helped so many people kind of get their lives into balance, as you've helped people connect with their higher selves, is there something that you've observed that is common to many of them? Is there a trend? Is there something you can pull out of there that's a common experience?
Well, the one thing I'm noticing, Karen, in the last couple of years is that people are in tremendous fear right now because of the economy, you know, and just their lives are being turned upside down. And the hardest thing is, like, trying to show them to really look at something from a different angle, especially when their lives are falling apart. You know, their marriages are falling apart. The finances are just going to hell in a handbasket. They're losing their jobs. You know, how do you say, find the blessing in this without them hitting you in the head?
Right.
And with that fear, it lowers your frequency such that many are coming down with cancer and all types of illnesses. You know, as if our food isn't bad enough that we have to eat. Their fear on top of that is just causing chaos. And what I try to show them is there's so many other people that I've worked with that have far more problems than they do. Take, for instance, the Tibetan refugees that I've been working with for the past 4 years. One of my children that I adopted there lost both of his parents, watched them just get slaughtered in front of him, and he was just 9 years old. And not only did he lose both of his parents, but he had to go on his own and find his way to India, you know, barefoot. And God bless India. They took these children in and gave them college educations. But then he put himself, and there's a term they call self-immolation, where they set themselves on fire. To take their lives, to prove a point. And, they're protesting the Chinese government there because they lost their home, they lost their parents, their families, their country, for God's sake. And here we are focusing on, I lost my job. I mean, really? You know, in the greater perspective of things, if you really sit down and put your life in perspective, you'll be embarrassed to say what you're upset about. Mm-hmm. There, you know, we take so much for granted in the United States, so much for granted. When you think of children standing in line just to get dirty water to drink, or they're eating in infested food with flies all over their face. And, you know, when I tell them, you know, people, this is what's going on in the rest of the world, in the majority of the world. So you really need to take stock of what you really think is, oh, my God, my world is coming to an end. Think back to any situation of yours that you thought, I'll never get out of this. I'm never going to pull myself up from the dregs of this situation. Mm-hmm. And fast forward, here you are, you know, maybe 7-10 years later, and you got through that hump. Somehow you got through it. You know, I don't know if too many people that ended up on the street, you know, homeless. There was always some kind of situation that came about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, first thing I'm going to tell everybody is, you know, there are a lot of people that are far worse than you. Your problems are so small in comparison to the majority of the world.
That's hard, though, because one of the things when you're in fear, when it's happening to you, when it's your marriage that's being destroyed or is crumbling, when it's your finances where the bottom's just fallen out, that fear keeps you from looking at the bigger picture that you're describing, right? You can see that bigger picture, Joanne, because you're coming at it from love. You're looking farther. And fear keeps us so small and so tight, only able to see ourselves and what's going on with us.
Right. But if you realize, Karen, that everything, and I do mean everything, that is being stripped away from you, it just means that the universe has something so grand, so magnificent, just around the corner that you cannot see it from where you're standing at that time. And how many people make lists, you know, wish lists? Maybe they're looking for their perfect partner. You know, he's got to be 6'5", and he's got to be, you know, rock solid muscle, and he's got to be making at least $100,000 a year. And you start making these lists. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Don't make lists. And here's why. Sometimes, you know, you get so detailed that there is no way you could have everything in there that you would need. For instance, a client of mine made this long shopping list, you know, for the perfect partner. Well, lo and behold, he shows up at her doorstep, but he only had 2 months to live. So what if the universe knows something you don't, that you cannot see at the time, that's around the corner from you, which is a much better situation? Just what if? You know, you don't have to believe in any of this, but just, I want the people listening to this to just think outside the box. Just for this one little second, just what if the universe knows something that you don't know? So here's what I always tell everybody. The next time you're unsure of where you're going, your life's falling apart, just say to the universe, you know what, universe, just surprise me. Yep, just surprise me. And watch, you know, get some funny movies. You know, you need to have that good laugh. I mean, I could honestly say I laugh every day here till I cry. It's like, because, you know, I work a lot with my son, Bob, and we keep each other laughing hysterically. So laughter is key. And if you don't know how to laugh, rent some movies. I don't care. Get Three Stooges or whatever makes you funny. Off
yep.
The face. I don't know. There's got to be a movie out there that makes you laugh. Just get outside and exercise. Start eating. Because some of the foods we're eating, you know, the sugar and, my God, the stuff that we're putting in our bodies, it just adds to that depression.
Mm-hmm. And what we put into what we nourish ourselves with, whether that is positive self-talk or negative self-talk, whether it's Cheetos or a delicious organic, I don't know, something delicious and organic, it all makes a big difference because it's the big picture, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, what are you feeding your body? And then what do you expect? You know, if you're stuffing yourself with cookies all night and Coke, and God forbid, I mean, the people coming in here with just guzzle that Diet Pepsi. I mean, I could do a whole show on just that one. Don't get me started. I'll get up my soapbox.
But we give ourselves what we think we deserve.
My God.
We give ourselves what we think we deserve. And if we are in fear, and if we're small, and if we're limited, and if we're right, if everything is horrible anyway, why not get the 18,000 liter big gulp thing of Diet Pepsi and just bathe ourselves in cancer causing chemicals?
Right. But do you want to stay in the hospital every week?
Right.
You want to go to the doctor and all your hard earned money goes to that? I mean, that's a choice. I mean, no one's going to say, hey, you know, they're not going to judge you for it. There's no right or wrong. There just is.
Yeah. But it's part of the shift that you're talking about, Joanne. Do I deserve to be okay in my body? Do I deserve to be okay in my life? Yes, I do, and I know that because I'm connected. I'm connected with my higher self. I know that I'm a child of the divine. I know that I have a greater purpose. There's much more to my life than I can see in front of me. I agree with what you say about the universe knows something I don't, because the universe proves that to me just about every day around here.
Don't you love it, though? I mean, gosh, it's so simple.
And sometimes, though,
make it so complicated.
Yes, and sometimes when we're stuck, it just takes somebody to come around along and go, hey, look up, look, take a little bit of a broader view and see, look to see what are you, how are you kind of caught in a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, when I think of just, if I had a dollar for everyone that says, oh my God, you're putting the Lightworker Conference on in this day and age, in this economy, like, Joanne, what if nobody shows up? You'll be bankrupt. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't even go there. I don't even think that way.
Right. You know,
if that's the case, nobody would be getting some really amazing information to move their life forward. If I went into fear.
Right. Yeah. So. Well, but if you were in fear, you would never have had the idea in the first place. If we were all in fear, there wouldn't be a gathering of light workers. There wouldn't be a radio show like this, right? We probably would never have, like, flown into space or, you know, nothing like that. If we all stayed in fear like that, and that's the
right
thing, is it free will? We can allow our fear to shut us down. No, I better not do that because it might not be successful. No, I better not. It's, you know, it's hard to figure out how to work the little juicer thing to make the smoothie, and I'm not going to like it anyway. So I just I'll just have this 18 liter, you know, diet, whatever it is. We get to choose, and what I try to teach people is that with every breath you take, you can make a different choice. So if you're stuck now, you can take a breath and take a different view of it.
Exactly. Exactly. Every second that you're awake, you are making choices. If you turn left, your life can change. If you turn right, it can change again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, be careful of what you're putting out there. You know, mm-hmm. I know it's just an old, oh, my God, we've heard the cliche about, you know, you are what you think. But it's true.
Well, as a friend of mine says, what you put your attention on grows. You are listening to Out of the Box with Karen Hager. My guest is Joanne Matho. When we come back after this short break, we're going to talk about the angels in her angelic art. We're going to give you again the details for how you can receive a free ticket to the Friday night opening of the Lightworkers Conference. We'll talk about that and much more when we come back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liv.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazing that is their lives.
The urge. Grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Chris doesn't know that, but that is one of my very favorite Aretha Franklin songs of all time. Thank you, Chris. We are with Joanne Macko. She is an energy facilitator, tremendous visionary artist, and also a conference producer. The Lightworkers Conference will be taking place in the Chicagoland area September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Would you like a free ticket for Friday night, September 21st, yes, you would. You can get one of 10 free tickets that Joanne is giving away by emailing her at Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, at lightworkersconference.com. I'm speaking Friday night. There's going to be a great band. I have a feeling there may be spontaneous dancing. I'm not sure. I think there may be dancing, and we would love to see you there. Joanne, is there going to be dancing?
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets up and moves.
What about somebody who is shy and maybe only danced on the radio? Would that?
Oh, we'll just give them a crash course on how to move.
Okay. All right, I'll be there, but I'll be behind some kind of screen or cloaking device, perhaps. So if you're there on the Friday night, you see someone underneath a sheet dancing, like in the corner, that'll be me. Just leave me alone. Let me work through it on my own. Now, you, besides lightworkersconference.com, you have a wonderful website at angelic, and then there's a dash, art.com, angelic-art.com, where you showcase some of your amazing paintings. The paintings that you do of angels, Joanne, are just, I've seen them in person, they're wonderful. You can't quite, on the website, get the scope of these. How do you create these, and what inspired you to begin painting angels?
Well, if anyone told me, Karen, that I'd be painting angels, I'm like, oh my God, what spaceship did you come out of? Because I always knew I was going to be an artist, even at 5 years old. I knew my life purpose at five, believe it or not. So I always was in some type of art, growing up. But it wasn't until 14 years after that accident where I actually started hearing a voice when I was living in Connecticut. I was well known for painting historic landmarks from the 1700s. I had a booming business over there. And in the middle of filling an order, I heard a voice that I was to go outside and paint an angel. I'm like, whoa, time out. No, I don't do angels. This is what I do. And lo and behold, they're saying, put your brushes down. You are to paint an angel, and this is high vibrational, omnidimensional art, which I'm like, what the heck is this? I thought, I'm not going to tell anybody. They're going to think I'm like, a sandwich short of a picnic here. So I put my brushes down, and in the course of one morning, this amazing angelic being was just transpired on canvas. And I was so blown away, I asked for a sign, and this beautiful iridescent blue-green dragonfly landed on the painting. And then every time my guides, would want me to paint, they would almost push me outside. Everything was done outside because they said it was something about the high content of oxygen I needed to be out in nature. there's a high vibration with that. And I'm like, you know, how the heck am I supposed to get detail without using a brush? And they said, look around you, child. Your backyard is your toolbox. So flower stems, twigs dipped in paint, crushed mica, crushed minerals, gemstones would all be incorporated into the paint, which all reflects a vibration, reflects light. And with each angel that would come through, I would get a lesson. There would be an angel giving me a lesson about something pertaining to that painting. And when I did World Peace Angel, they said that your work would be presented to many many nations, many world leaders. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right, you know, sorry, I'm this little farm town. But, you know, fast forward, I'm standing in the U.N. presenting my work to the former president of Costa Rica. Madeleine Albright wrote to me. The White House called me. I was invited to Clinton's inauguration. I mean, it was like a fairy tale. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, they showed me all of this was going to happen. So I said, you better pay attention, Joanne. Something's going on here, bigger than you.
Wow.
And it's been quite a ride. Quite a ride.
Now, part of what you do is you make that artwork is available for people to view and to purchase. My sense from having seen it in person is that the vibration comes through. So if I'm owning that artwork, I'm kind of bringing that vibration into my home. Is that part of the idea behind the creation?
It is. What was explained to me was that every time someone hangs a print, I do not sell my originals. I was told those would go into a sanctuary down the road where people from all over the world would come to receive healing. But the lithographs that I sell or the giclées, which are prints on canvas, are literally portals. When you hang them anywhere in your home, and it doesn't matter what size that print is, it creates a dimension going from one place to another. So that's what a portal is. It takes you from one dimension to another. And I've got an 8-foot-high painting in my healing room here in Illinois. And when I work on the gifted children that can see, they'll say, Joanne, there's like all these people from my past life are marching through this doorway, or there's angels coming through this doorway. So it's pretty amazing. I've had best-selling authors that have the gift of being able to see in all dimensions, and they will see the angels standing in all my rooms in my house. It's pretty crazy energy here, beautiful energy, because I only work with the highest angelic realms there are.
And that's maybe another way that people who are opening to their higher self, something that they can do. We were talking about nourishing your body, nourishing your soul, laughing, relaxing, feeling free, connecting with your passion. Maybe something else you can do is have something beautiful, have a beautiful object that is something that shifts your focus, that takes you out of what you're used to seeing around you and shows you something greater, something farther. It could be a beautiful painting. It could be an icon. I'm a big personal fan of the icon. It could be anything that shifts your focus. That's part of that reconnecting to the divine, reconnecting with your purpose.
Exactly. And what I was shown is because I put so much love into what I create, that love comes right back out and it's gifted for the world. In other words, I don't paint for the sake of receiving awards or rewards or kudos. I paint for the world, and that's the difference between a spiritual visionary artist. And it's amazing what happens. I've had people openly weep, cry right in front of a painting, and they'll say, I don't know why I'm reacting to this painting. I've never reacted to paintings like this. Or I've had professional dowsers come and they'll say, Joanne, there's this field of energy literally around your entire booth at a show.
Yeah.
And they'll measure it. I've taught this in prison. You know, I've taken this to places all over the world. And it's just amazing what happens. The energy that transforms when you hang it in a place wherever you would like. You know,
wow.
Public places. It doesn't matter if it's in a prison or if it's, you know, in your bedroom. There's something magical that happens with it.
Well, it's because wherever you are, there is always something more to see. There's always someplace else to go. There's always a shift you can make. And that might be part of why those are so freeing
right.
for people.
Yeah.
Now, sadly, we are at the end of our time. Can you remind people how they can get in touch with you to win, to take advantage of one of those free tickets for Friday night?
They can simply email me at Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, at lightworkersconference.com. www.outofthefog.com, and we'll take care of you. And
wonderful.
You know what?
Thank you so much for being on the show today. What fun. And we only skimmed the surface, didn't we?
You know, there's never enough time when it's with you, Karen. We just have
Thank you very much. I've said this before. I keep asking Chris for an 8-hour show, and he says, no, no, absolutely not. You do your hour, and then go do that someplace else. Thank
you. It was a blast.
So much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Chris says, yes, I can have an 8-hour show, by the way. thank you so much, Joanne. And that is all the time we have for today. Would you please visit FogCityPsychic.com? Just go click on everything. You can grab that free spiritual practice audio, check out the upcoming classes and events, and find out what it might be like when we connect for a private intuitive session. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Dr. Michael Lennox. He's the author of Dream Sight, a dictionary and guide for interpreting any dream, and we'll be talking about, guess what, can you guess? Yeah, dreams, interpreting dreams. And on Friday at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, you can join me on Blog Talk Radio for Out of the Fog Extra. I'm connecting with international runway and print model Yvette Irvin to learn about her global outreach plan to help women discover their true inner beauty. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.